on se doit d'être habile. Car l'amitié mais aussi la sincérité, ouais, sont les choses qui à tout moment peuvent te flagrer. C'est le côté obscur que cache notre nature. Ouais, j'en ai l'exemple, ça m'a foutu une trompe qui m'a ouvert les yeux sur ce sujet bien épineux.
Tant mieux.
Croyant que la galère nous ralliait sous une bannière, croyant que la galère faisait de nous des frères. Hier c'était le cas, pas si longtemps, dis-moi.
Non, 3-4 ans maximum, puis il y a eu mal donné.
À savoir la façon dont a évolué notre histoire et combien l'unité même en pensée est illusoire.
C'est bon,
laissez tomber les mouchoirs,
c'est ok.
On est toujours là pour foutre la foire. Effectif diminué et un obstacle déjà sauté
qui nous a à peine freiné. Mais sachez que tout va se passer. On a construit ensemble. Je me remémore les discussions que l'on avait ensemble et nos rêves. Tu t'en souviens de nos rêves quand on était dans les hangars, quand on sentait monter la fièvre. Putain, c'est loin, tout ça c'est loin. J'ai passé mon adolescence à défoncer des trains. Je ne regrette rien. On a tellement tutoyé deux fois le bonheur qu'on pourrait mourir demain. Sans regret, sans remords, notre seule erreur était de rêver un peu trop fort en omettant le rôle important que pouvait jouer le temps sur les comportements de chacun. Pourtant, on venait tous du même quartier, on avait tous la même culture de cité. Ouais, c'était vraiment l'idéal, en effet, on avait vraiment tout pour réussir. Mais tout n'est pas si facile, les destins se séparent, l'amitié c'est fragile. Pour nous, la vie ne fut jamais un long fleuve tranquille. Et aujourd'hui encore, tout n'est pas si facile.
There we go. Hello. Happy Saturday. Shout out to ES Beats for letting me hog his spot for the weekend while he's out. This is Jasper from Broadcast from Limbo, streaming to you live from Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. I have a great show for you today. I have a long show for you today. This week, I was like, it was very impulsive for me to ask, but I was like, this will be a great experience. So the entire week, I was like, how do I fill in 4 hours? And it's funny when you sit down and you try to make a playlist at first, you're like, God, this is like, at least from what I've experienced, like, God, this is really stressful. And then I get into like a flow state. I'm like, oh my God, I only have 4 hours? Should be like eight. that would be crazy. But I have some more hippie psychedelic stuff for you starting out. Gets a little weird later on, of course, as it should always. So yeah, stick in. I'm here till six, so I get to annoy you for 4 hours. And boy, am I delighted. That was Incense and Peppermints. Well, from the album Incense and Peppermints by the Strawberry Alarm Clock. I used to play that album all the time when I worked. You're going to hear me talk about a cafe I used to work at all the time. And my boss, you know, made the mistake of me being in charge of music, and I would play weird stuff like that all the time, and some other stuff to annoy customers I didn't particularly like. But that was one of the nicest ones I would play. So next up, I have some West Coast pop art experimental band for you. I always play them. I've been really obsessed with them lately, so I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. By the sirens sweetly singing. fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
Man, I love that song. I'm not a huge Disraeli Gears. I believe that's how you say that album name. I'm not a huge. I'm more of. I like their first album a lot. I'm blanking on the name, but it has, I think, a lot more interesting tunes than Disraeli Gears. Of course, Disraeli Gears is their more popular album. But hey, it's cream, so it's kind of all good. Next up, I have the Monkees. I wanted to say this about the Monkees a little longer. I feel like I either meet people who really love the Monkees, or I meet people who absolutely hate the Monkees, and I really don't know why. I mean, some of their stuff you could argue is like super mainstream, and you know, there's that argument. It's very for its time. But I think some of the stuff is good, especially this next album, The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. I always really enjoyed this album. It's kind of the only Monkees album I ever really liked. But I'm looking at my notes here, and I just noticed, like, I have so many songs today that are from, like, 67 to 69. And, man, there's just so many beautiful... It's, like, kind of the best 3 years in music ever, arguably, and was foundational for the decades to follow after it. I didn't realize like how much music I adored from that sort of blip in time, but lots to come. Some stuff from the early 70s as well I've come out. So let's get a move on. Let's, you know, piss some people off by playing the Monkees. This is Broadcast from Limbo. I'm your host, Jasper. Transmissions from the Mission, Radio Valencia. Thank you so much. Close to what he had to say, yeah.
to this. It cannot be a part of me, for now it's part of you.
Take on solid ground. It means some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Shake. nice. So if you didn't, if you're not a Death Grips fan, which would be, I mean, kind of wild if, I don't know. Death Grips sampled the beginning of that in one of their songs off their first album, Lord of the Game. I almost said the Lord of the Flies. He samples that, and they sample that, and I always think of that whenever I listen to The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Before then, we had some classic for the benefit of Mr. Kite off, arguably, I think, like, personally, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is one of my personal favorites from the Beatles. I wouldn't say it's their best. It definitely, for sure, paved the way for them in the future, for sure, where they went from pop to psychedelic. It's a pretty big turn, at least back then. Before that was Open My Eyes by Naz. That was actually a suggestion to add that. I was kind of struggling with this playlist, as I mentioned before. And I know a lot of people around me, of course, because, you know, we're in San Francisco. I know a lot of people who know a lot of psychedelic, classic psychedelic. So that was a great addition. Next up, I have one of my favorite albums. I say that for everything. I really just love music. But I'm going to play some Big Brother and the Holding Company. This is off the album Cheap Thrills. It's called Catch Me Daddy. It's live. Believe it is live at the Grande Ballroom, Detroit, Michigan, 1968. I love this album for a plethora of reasons, but one of my fun little fun facts about it is the cover. I feel like it's very well known, and that is actually illustrated by one of my favorite cartoonists and illustrators, Robert Crumb. I love Robert Crumb. My roommate and I are like kind of obsessed with him. We'll find like anything Robert Crumb and like bring it home and, you know, talk about it and read it, and I don't know. He has lived a really crazy life, really sad life too. So, I don't know. Yeah, this is Broadcast from Limbo, taking over for ES Beats today. If you haven't noticed, I don't have a really wonderful British accent. I know the website keeps saying it's ES Beats, but it's Broadcast from Limbo today. But thank you, ES Beats, for letting me fill in for him, of course. And we got a large chunk of time together. I'm Jasper from Broadcast from Limbo. You can follow me on Instagram. It's literally just at Broadcast from Limbo. And we're coming to you from Radio Valencia. I have transmissions from the Mission. That's such a mouthful. I'll get used to it, though. I'm new to this, okay? So, yeah, this will be Catch Me Daddy by the Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Second night at the Grande Ballroom from San Francisco, Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Thank you.
Ah!
say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, baby, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that in a way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. Check where. You know I brought it home to baby, and I never spent one red cent. Is that in a way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? Never know. Could be everything that you demand. I could be president of General Motors, baby. Or just a tiny little grain of sand. Is that in a way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone?
Man, I love Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What's really funny about Blood, Sweat, and Tears is whenever... So how I got into a lot of these bands is... I don't... If my parents are listening, they know this really well. I have a really severe addiction to buying records and CDs and books and anything physical media related. I'm like obsessed with it. And so... I would go to Amoeba and I would be fiending to buy like records, right? And so I would just go to the clearance and I would buy like a stack of like 10 to 20 records that I thought just looked cool, and they'd be old and beat up. They'd be like $2 each. And they'd always, of course, be like old psychedelic, old soul. It'd be tons of, you know, different genres. And it's honestly the best way I've learned to expand my, you know, my music taste. And I always heard of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you know, and so I picked it up. And I listened to it and I was like, why do I always see like 20 to 30 of their records in the bin all the time? This exact album, which is, it's Child is a Father to the Man, to the man. I see like 10. Like, you could go, last week I was in Amoeba, and there's, like, 10 in there right now, and they're $2. So if you don't have it, I mean, they're not in the best condition, but who cares? You can listen to it that way. And that's how I've discovered a lot of these old psychedelic rock bands. Best way to do it. Algorithms on your streaming devices aren't the best, but we won't get into that. Next up, I'm going to torture you some more with Grateful Dead. I think every show I've planned so far has Grateful Dead or Grateful Dead adjacent people in it. And I don't care what you think about the Grateful Dead. I'm going to play it anyways because I love it. This jam is my favorite. This isn't my particular favorite version of this jam, but I love this jam so much that I have a bumper sticker. This is going to be China Cat Sunflower jamming into I Know You Writer. This is going to be from 100 Year Hall, Frankfurt, Germany, 72. I'm obsessed with like 68 to 74 Grateful Dead. That's kind of like my cozy area of the Dead. And I don't know why I didn't throw this jam in last week, but I'm going to throw it in this week. And it's not my favorite version. I think my favorite version is same year, but on their Europe tours. This is back. This is in their Europe tour, but I don't think this is their strongest one, but I think it's chiller than the other ones, so I wanted to play it today. I actually first listened to this live version when I was camping in Marin, and it was absolutely freezing, and I was, me and my friends were miserable in our tents. It's like 40 to 30 degrees, and you know, I was listening to this to make myself feel warm, and it worked. I ended up dozing off to this album every single night we camped that time around. So, and then I'm also going to play some just Jerry Garcia acoustic after this. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo, it from Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Share. creature.